Grail.
BBC Somerset.
Right, let's wrap up then this special day as we continue Money Saving Week on air and online at bbc.co.uk/BBC Somerset. I mean, we've helped a few people today.
It's been a good morning, Ben, yeah.
More than a few. It's been so varied, isn't it? And really detailed questions coming in. A couple of questions to finish with from Rolf in Wellington and from Bob in Cannington for you. Dave Penny is with me here, our financial advisor from Taunton. He's been taking your calls, texts and emails all morning. So Rolf says, I've been teaching for 50 years across the country and overseas. I'm getting a tiny pension as they've got no record of the number of schools I taught in, which included a lot of time abroad. I have a certificate of service from my time abroad, but it doesn't help me. What's the best thing for me to do?
Rolf, my understanding is that working abroad does not, certainly if you're working for foreign companies in a foreign country rather than from any kind of UK-based organisation such as the armed forces, if you're working abroad, then you do not make national insurance contributions and it won't help you accrue a state pension. So I think you might be in for bad news. My only suggestion would be to go to the Department of Work and Pensions and ask them for a record of which employment they have on record, which national insurance contributions they are taking into account when they're calculating your pension, and just make sure it includes all of your employment in the UK. But I don't think your foreign work will help.
Okay, Rolf, thank you. Bob in Cannington, I'm inquiring about my position regarding some shares which I inherited in the UK, subsequently becoming USA shares, and now wish to dispose of. I inherited some shares in Cadbury Schweppes. As a result of this company's breakup, I declined to purchase shares in Kraft Foods that took over Cadbury, the Cadbury element. I do have shares in Dr. Pepper. There are, as a result of Cadbury selling the original Schweppes element of the original company prior to the breakup, so that's why it's in that scenario. He's a permanent resident of the UK, non-taxpayer because of circumstances, and appreciates that we'll have to pay US tax on his sale, but he's asking what his tax liability will be with regards to HMRC. Very confusing.
Well, lovely question. In simple terms, if you dispose of a share and you're a UK taxpayer, the tax that you might have to pay is capital gains tax, if there's enough of a gain to be taxed. But there is a double taxation agreement between the UK and the US, which means that if you've paid the equivalent tax in the US, you should not have to pay it in the UK. What I suggest you do, Bob, is that you take the evidence, the records of the sale of those shares in the US, to talk to your local HMRC, your Revenue and Customs office, just give them a ring and talk to them about it. They're usually very helpful, and they should ensure you don't pay the same tax twice.
Dave, thank you so much for answering countless questions this morning. It's been so busy, and you spent a lot of time with us, so we really appreciate it. It's been good fun. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Dave Penny, independent financial advisor from Invest Southwest in Taunton, and answering your questions as part of Money Saving Week. And if you missed any of today's show, you'll be able to listen again via the website, and you can also see Dave's top 5 money saving tips on there, as well as tips from all my experts.